Bill, thank you so much. And thank you, Eastwood. I want to just start by saying how amazing this church has been to our family this past week in the loss of our mother. So thank you so much for just the outpouring of love and support to Jonathan and Monica, but just to all of our family, our extended family. My brothers and sisters all made it in the town, and they felt that. My father is grateful and so thankful to this church. And so we can echo what John is saying. And thank you so much. And it's interesting that we close on that song, because when my brother called me in Costa Rica last week and told me of my mother's passing, that's the song that was so heavy on my heart. Just when sorrow like sea billows roll, to be able to say, it is well. So, but we're in Costa Rica. We've been there 15 years. My parents wouldn't want us to be anywhere else. And so that brought me comfort too, to know, even though I couldn't be there with my mom in those final hours, that we were right where we needed to be, where the Lord had us, and where they wanted us to be as well. But went to Costa Rica on a short-term mission trip. I was with my youth ministry 15, 16 years ago, and saw a need in Jaco, Costa Rica. And it's on the Pacific coast. It's the most developed beach town in Costa Rica, a town of probably 25, 30,000 people now, but a town known for its nightlife, for its partying. It's much like a Daytona Beach or a Las Vegas kind of city, where everybody kind of comes there to blow off steam. And so we saw a very dark place in need of a light. And we left that trip, that short-term mission trip, with just a heart to pray. And we began to pray for Jaco. Little did we know that God would call us back there in 2009. And then with a word that someone had spoken to us, saying, we believe God has great things in store for you, with God confirming that even through his word in Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 5, that says, watch and be utterly amazed. I believe God's going to do something in your day that you wouldn't believe it even if he told you. And so we were there for a few years, 2009 to about 2012, and I'm going, what is this big thing? This is not happening. It was like you were saying, it was the grind. It was difficult. There was conflict within our team, and it just wasn't happening. And about 2012, the Lord led us to start an English-speaking Bible study. When you have the opportunity to come to Jaco, which we have a team coming even in a couple of weeks, we're excited about hosting from here, you'll see it's a very international community. And the national language, even though it's a Spanish-speaking country, kind of the common language is English. And so we started an English-speaking Bible study, trying to kind of reach some of these unreached internationals that were living there. And we've, over the last 10, 11 years, we've seen God do abundantly more than we could have ever asked or imagined. Not only has he grown a church there of 300 or 400 people on an average basis, but we've been able to start a counseling center, a prenatal center, a Christian school, which is up and running now, and then just in the works right now, and this team that's coming will actually be working with us on this, is we have a 220-acre farm that will be a drug and alcohol rehabilitation center, which is a great need in our community. Like I said, with the party scene, we see a lot of addiction and a lot of people that are destroying their lives with addiction. And so to be able to offer treatment and to have a facility where we can house these men and help them, the vision, the mission of this center is to preach the gospel, disciple the hurting, and to raise food worth eating.